Annuncio vobis gaudium magnum. Habemus papam.
Cari fratelli e sorelle, dopo il grande Papa Giovanni Paolo II, i signori cardinali hanno eletto me, un semplice, umile lavoratore nella vigna del Signore.
From the Central Loggia, Pope Benedict XVI greeted the cheers of St. Peter's Square, describing himself as a humble worker in the Lord's vineyard on the evening of April the 19th. The following morning, during Mass to end the conclave in the Sistine Chapel, the newly elected Pope outlined the priorities of his pontificate: ecumenism and, above all, an open dialogue with other religions and cultures, and in particular, with the young. Sunday, April the 24th, Pope Benedict celebrated the inaugural Mass of his pontificate and spoke of his programme. The tireless spirit of Christ, he said, must encourage the pastor to go out in search of the many who live in the desert of poverty, of abandonment, of destroyed love. We exist to show God to mankind, and only there where you can see God does life truly begin. Power does not redeem, only love. The 12th of May, the Holy Father met with the diplomatic corps accredited to the Holy See. Speaking to them, he reiterated that the Church will never rest in its defence of basic human rights. He then invited the international community to help create a society of peace and to overcome the tendency towards clashing cultures and the void of differences between worlds. May 13th, in the meeting with the clergy of the Diocese of Rome in St. John Lateran's, Pope Benedict XVI announced that he would dispense with the customary 5 years waiting period to speed up the cause for the beatification of his predecessor, Pope John Paul II. Last Sunday, the Feast of Pentecost, the Holy Father ordained 21 new priests. In his homily, he invoked the Holy Spirit to see that the Church remains open to all.
In essa non vi possono essere dimenticati né disprezzati.
Let no one be despised or forgotten, he said. For in the Church of Christ, there are only free brothers and sisters in Christ.
E sorelle di Gesù Cristo.
I'm Eimear McCarthy.